Hi, and welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 11. We're casting pod from the road tonight. We're out in beautiful Alva, Oklahoma. Tomorrow, crossing the Kansas border. Hi, I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. This is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. If you think of someone else who might need some encouragement, please share the podcast with them. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping, the number 4, recovery.com. Read my blogs, enjoy my book reviews, listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. Our music tonight, Suffering by Sherry/Reese, recorded in 2014. And please read my book, Regrouping, the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. Look for the link on the website. It would make a great Christmas gift, just saying. Hint, hint. Tonight's episode, phone tips. Yes, phone tips. And God willing, we'll have podcast episode 12 sometime soon. Hey, first a quick shout out to Dr. Ken Martz. I participated in his book club earlier this month. This was for his book, Manage My Emotions. He's a psychologist and an expert on emotional intelligence and addiction. And I enjoyed his book club. I was a first timer. I'd never been in a book club before. And I enjoyed his insights about work. Dr. Ken has a lot of other books, including Manage My Addiction and some programs on leadership. And for the gentlemen listeners, check out his yoga programs. Dr. Ken's website is drkenmartz.com. That's drkenmartz.com. And I'm an email subscriber and enjoy his intentions for the week. I think you will too. So shout out to my Pennsylvania pal, Dr. Ken. Hey, you know what we got to do next. We got to breathe. I hope you're doing your breathing throughout the week. If we were in person together, I'd invite you to stand, and if you were willing and able, try a Tony Robbins power pose. That's standing with your hands on your hips. Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker, has said, if you do that for about 2 minutes, you'll feel more confident. I don't know if it works or not. I'm not taking any chances. I'd try it out. If you feel like doing it, go ahead. If it's inconvenient, impossible, or uncomfortable, please visualize yourself doing it. See if that works for you. Anyway, let's do it. Let's breathe together. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shame, boss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do that throughout the day. Remember to hold the breath. That's what brings down the heart rate. Makes you feel more calm. It also sends a signal to your brain that there's no big emergency out there. We can stand here doing our deep breathing and our Tony Robbins power pose. So please try that throughout the day. Our witticism for the week. That's just a fancy way of saying quote or witty saying. Well, you know, I had a song lyric stuck in my head. Have you had that happen lately? I've had it happen a lot. Maybe sometimes it's a classic song like Pants on the Ground that gets stuck in my mind. Or sometimes it's a modern tune like Turtlenecks and Blazers. You know that one? Well, this time I had a classic tune from Bob Dylan in my head. Are you a Bob Dylan fan? Do you like his music? I don't know all the words to this, but I like Bob Dylan because even if I don't know all the words, I can still be on key and sing along. So my witticism from the week is from Bob Dylan's song. It's his 1962 classic song, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. And the quote is, I'll know my song well before I start singing. I'll know my song well before I start singing. I always like that line. In other words, know what you're going to say before you start running your mouth. Good advice, right? And it leads me to tonight's topic, phone tips. I want to go over how to make a phone call. Now, I know that sounds very basic. I also know that I've mentioned this on the podcast before, that I dropped out of high school and I really didn't know how to make a phone call. I didn't have many business skills. I didn't have any business skills. I had to learn them. And maybe you've had some gaps like that too. Please don't let your life be limited to all text because you don't have the skill. You've got to know how to make phone calls. We've got to get their phone tips. The key to any skill is practicing. So don't be just a passive receptacle of information. Do something with it. You get a new skill, you want to practice it. Practice, practice, practice. So that's what we're about tonight. We're going to give you some phone tips. Please go ahead and practice them when you have a chance. The first key for making a phone call is the prep step. That's when you figure out what the purpose of the phone call is. That's my prep step. Script it out if you need it. But what's the purpose of the phone call? Why are you going to call? What's the goal? Calling somebody to make an appointment? Are you calling someone because you want information? You want a refund? You want to meet somewhere? What is it that you're calling for? You've got to be clear on that. Sometimes people make a phone call and they start rambling on with a big story, and you're asking the other person to make sense of it all, decipher it, extract what the purpose is. Now, make it easy on the other person. They know why you're calling, and then they can give the information that you want. So step one, first we did our prep step. We know the purpose of the call. Step one is the greeting. It's a simple step. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how do you do? Don't just say it's me. I mean, who's me? You've confused the person right away. They're trying to figure out who you are and they're going to miss whatever you say next. So give your name if appropriate. Ask their name if appropriate. And there's a way to ask, not, hey, who you? Ask, to whom am I speaking? You know, if it's a business call. Sometimes you know who you're speaking to because it's the person that owns that number. But anyway, that's step one, the greeting. Step two, state the purpose. That's why you prepped it out. I'm calling for this. I'm calling for that. I'm calling because of this. I'm calling because of that. Whatever it is, you scripted it out. Go ahead and state it so the person knows what the phone call is about. And step three, listen and clarify. Let the person respond to your request. Let the person respond to what it is you're asking for. Listen, see what they say. And then the clarify part of that is you're going to repeat phone numbers or addresses. I don't know if you've had some mishaps with that. They give you a number, it's the wrong number because we recorded it wrong. Or you wrote down an address and it's the wrong address. Make sure you're repeating the phone numbers or addresses, claim numbers, names, whatever it is. And it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to say, I'm not clear, I don't understand. Kindly repeat that, ma'am or sir. Clarify any next steps that are coming up. That's step three, listen and clarify. And step four, you're going to wrap it up. Thank the person and end the call. You've been helpful, Bob. Thank you, kind sir. You've been helpful, Maria. Whatever it is. Thank you, Mrs. Smith. Now I'm thinking about pies, but end the call. Don't ramble on. End the call. Four simple steps. First, you had your prep step, then four simple steps. The greeting, the purpose, listen and clarify, and wrap up. That's all there is, but you got to practice it so it becomes a second nature to you. There's some other phone tips that we can include too. You know, be polite. Watch your tone and the language. Even if you're having a rough day, put that aside. When you're making a phone call, put a smile on your face. Be polite. Watch the tone of your call and the language that you use. Be efficient. It's not the time for lengthy speeches. Here's another key. Don't treat the person like a therapist unless indeed they are your therapist. Another key, take a breath. Let the person digest what it is you're saying. sometimes you're doing a rapid fire information and the person can't possibly process everything that you're saying. Make it easy on the other person to follow what you want. No long stories, no long speeches, and your call needs a purpose. Be mindful that your kind phone call could be the highlight of their day. Go ahead and make it that. Make it the highlight of their day. Maybe yours too. And practice lots of calls this week. Make lots of them. It's a skill you need. Go ahead. Call and thank somebody for something. Call and clarify a time. Call and ask someone to meet you somewhere. You get the idea. And why are phone calls so important? Why did I spend the whole podcast on phone calls? I have no investments in any phone company. It's certainly not that. No, it's important to connect with other people and avoid isolation. And phone calls are a big part of this. You know, that was one of the visions I had when I wrote Regrouping. I envisioned people going to a park, a coffee shop, or library, watching a video clip on your phone, chatting about it, and doing it again and again for 100 days and building connections. And then you connect to bigger groups, and then you really have a strong support network. But it starts with phone calls, inviting somebody somewhere, calling, asking people how they're doing, checking in with people. And when you go to bigger groups and bigger meetings, go with the expectation of building your support network. When you go to a meeting, you can prep what to say. It's easy. You say, I'm new, because that opens a big door. But it starts with getting out of the house, getting away from the isolated rut that you might be in. It starts with taking a little vulnerability. You can do it. You've done tougher things before. We're talking about phone calls. Just practice. Call somebody. Call somebody tonight. If it's too late, wait till the morning. No one will appreciate the late, late phone calls. They'll think it's an emergency. Wait till the morning if it's late. But practice your phone calls. I hope this was helpful. Well, you know what we got to do next? We got to breathe. Let's do it. I got to get to Kansas. I know what I got to do. But let's go ahead and breathe. Let's do this. Let's take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas, shame, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, thanks for sharing your time with me tonight. I hope this was helpful. Please make some phone calls. I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you and your family. Please do the same. Send a silent intention of peace and love to your family and friends and to somebody who might be struggling tonight. This is Miss Ann. This is Regrouping for Recovery, podcast episode 11.